Where the Dead Brides Gather by Nuzo Ono. Summary of Where the Dead Brides Gather by Nuzo Ono I. The Arrival of the Black Horse and the Overture of Terror. The narrative commences in a rural Nigerian village in 1977, during the festive atmosphere of Festac, 77. The peace of the protagonist's household is shattered when a rich in-law named Bongo brings a massive, powerful black horse to Uncle Gabriel's house as a pre-wedding gift for her cousin, Kezia. The horse is an awe-inspiring yet terrifying creature, but from the moment it is tethered to a mango tree, it begins to scream with human anguish and terror. These chilling shrieks, which sound like unearthly sounds of raw terror, affect the village children and cause the protagonist, 10-year-old Akuabata, Bata, to break out in involuntary rashes. Bata's family dynamic is defined by the contrast between her mother, Mama Ada, a compassionate and devout Catholic, and her stepmother, Ola, Mama Ajima. Ola is a pancake face, a woman who coats her face in thick powder and bright eyeshadow to maintain a facade of glamorous, city-bred beauty. Ola is obsessed with Lagos City and the Charlie perfume she claims white women use. Bata's elder sister, Ada, is fiery and outspoken, frequently clashing with the lazy but beautiful Ola. Amidst this domestic friction, Bata suffers from legendary nightmares of being chased through a misty forest by chalk-colored women who sprint on all fours. These terrors began after Bata survived a near-fatal fall into a ravine at age 5, an event the village declared a miracle, though it left her spiritually blighted, too. The first possession, the Sentinel Awakens. The village medicine man, Dibia, had previously attempted to cure Bata's nightmares by replacing her mother's rosaries with charmed cowrie beads and instructing her to sleep with her legs facing the door so her dreaming self could run from malevolent specters. However, on the night before Kezia's wedding, the magic fails. While the adults are at Gabriel's compound for wedding preparations, Bata falls into a deep sleep and experiences her first true possession. Bata awakens to find herself sitting naked and cross-legged before Kezia's bedroom door in Gabriel's house. To her horror, her entire body is coated in a brilliant white paint that is actually her skin, hair, and eyes having turned dazzling white. She possesses an unearthly power, shoving her mother away with instinctive force and finding herself physically glued to the floor. As the villagers panic and Kezia finds herself trapped inside her room by an invisible force, Papa Ekeke arrives and treats Bata with an uncharacteristic gentleness and pity, sensing she is caught in a supernatural struggle. The Dibia arrives and recognizes that Bata is a vessel for a spirit. Within her consciousness, a tall sentinel takes over. Bata's body triples in height, and she is garbed in a dazzling red kaftan and gauze veil, becoming a blood bride. She confronts the malevolent spirit of Anin Ez, a ghost bride, dressed in a mud-stained wedding gown. Through a shared psychic vision, the sentinel reveals Anin's past. She was a mistress who hired assassins to kill her lover's wife, only to be killed herself on her wedding day by the vengeful ghost of the murdered wife. The sentinel, possessed by the spirit of that same murdered wife, battles Anin with bolts of red flame. Anin attempts to hide within the body of Gabriel's black horse, turning the animal white and causing its death throes just as the sentinel vanquishes her with the charmed Oji Ikeng I, Kalanut, 3. The prophecy of the bride sentinel. Following the battle, Bata wakes up in her room with no memory of the event. Her family treats her with a mixture of excitement and puzzlement, and even the usually indifferent Ola offers her food. Papa takes her to a gathering of the village elders, where Dibia announces a wondrous phenomenon: Bata is a bride sentinel. Dibia explains that most ghost brides are harmless spirits who merely want to experience a wedding they missed in life, but others are evil ghosts with vengeful souls, like Anin Ez, who seek to destroy human brides. Bata has become a living ghost that vanquishes dead ghosts. This revelation transforms Bata's social standing. Uncle Gabriel falls to his knees to thank her for saving Kezia's soul, and villagers begin besieging her with pleas to protect their own daughters. Despite the unfamiliar pride this attention brings, Bata is haunted by the realization that she is both dead and alive. Papa, now fiercely protective, promises that she is protected by both our ancestors and the gods. IV, the sojourn in Abajala, the realm of dead brides. Bata falls ill after the wedding, her body smeared with chicken blood, as Dibia attempts a purification ritual. During the ceremony, she is visited by Muoka Muo, the ghost collector of the spirit realm. This towering, oily black specter with multiple cascading faces and a beard explains that Bata's body has become a magnet for restless ghosts. To save her, Muoka Muo takes Bata's spirit to the dead realm to acclimatize to ghosthood. Bata arrives in Abajala, the place where the dead brides gather. It is a foggy terrain of dazzling whiteness that opens into a silvery universe of eternal wedding banquets. She meets ghost brides from every culture: Madison from Texas, Jeng from Guangzhou, Emma from Quebec, Guadalupe from Mexico, and Alia from Dubai. These brides spend eternity conjuring sumptuous meals and fashion through the power of their thoughts. Bata learns that brides stay in Abajala until their former grooms remarry, at which point they can exchange vows in the spirit realm and hurry our reincarnation to find the twin flames in the next life. Bata is eventually summoned to the Great Council of Guardians, 8 bearded giantesses who all wear the face of Bata's own mother to put her at ease. They reveal they were once seekers, witches, who sacrificed their own grooms for power and now maintain Abajala and its antithesis, the wastelands, as a conscience project. The guardians test Bata's knowledge of ghost brides, such as their sweet scents and silver-gray eyes. Having proved herself a prodigy, she is bequeathed the 8 faces of devastation: petrify, soothing, fire, skinning, melting, vanishing, healing, and annihilation. These powers will remain hidden inside her, awakening only when she turns white to face danger. The horror of the wastelands. Before leaving Abajala, Bata is approached by Giselle from Paris, Giselle Dubois. A repentant from the wastelands. Giselle had committed suicide after a web of lies involving her sister's fiancé and had spent years possessing other brides and wrecking lives. Despite her cool smile, Bata is repulsed by Giselle's blue eyes and the vile green fumes and rank odor of raw chicken and wet dog she emits. Giselle tricks Bata into visiting a vast ravine, where they summon a mammoth blue frog that expands to form a bridge to a desolate landscape. Bata realizes with inexplicable terror that she is in the wastelands, the realm of her childhood nightmares. Giselle reveals she recognized Bata as a bride sentinel and has brought her there to be killed by her sisters. The evil ghost brides of the wastelands, who run on all fours and stink of decay, attack Bata, mauling her body. In a moment of survival, the icy presence of the sentinel awakens. Bata's faces begin cascading, and she uses her obsidian eyes to release invisible waves of death, reducing the bride vermin to heaps of white dust. She uses the annihilation facet to disintegrate Giselle before Muokar Muo arrives to rescue her, weeping for the great burden the child must now bear. Return to the human world, accursed existence. Bata returns to her body after being dead for 3 hours. She awakens in Dibia's shrine to find her eyes a stiller, solid silvery hue, and her voice has transformed into a creepy multitude of voices that echo with the sounds of the dead. Dibia warns that she has returned in a spirit state and will take time to recover. Bata also discovers a new, unwanted power: she can read the thoughts of those near her. This affliction ruins her domestic life. Mama is driven by fear and confusion, and Ada abandons their shared room, afraid of having her mind invaded. Papa forbids her from spying on thoughts, threatening to send her to live with Dibia permanently if she continues. Bata lives in unhappy isolation, hiding behind dark sunglasses and self-imposed mutism to avoid terrifying her family. Her only comfort is reading fairy tales, in which she sees the dazzling glory of her Abajala friends. 7. The treachery of Ola and the death of a pancake face. 9 months later, Papa summons Bata and gives her a secret assignment. He wants her to read Ola's mind. He suspects Ola is involved with a man named Ugo of a Mahdi clan. Bata is torn by guilt, as Ola is the only one who remembers her 11th birthday and gives her a gift. However, while putting the triplets to bed, Ola's thoughts bombard Bata's head. She is planning to steal Papa's store keys and money box to run away to Lagos with Ugo. Ola catches Bata reading her mind and threatens to send her to work as a domestic servant in Enugu if she tells Papa. She forces Bata to accompany her to a midnight meeting with Ugo by the stream. There, Bata reads Ugo's mind and discovers a murderous inferno. He is a serial killer who plans to kill Ola as soon as he has the stolen money, just as he did with women named Eferu and Gloria. In a desperate attempt to save Ola, Bata breaks her silence and speaks in her terrifying voices, warning Ola that Ugo will stab you to death. Ola, terrified by both the message and the discordant voice, faints. When she wakes, she has descended into the fever of madness, believing Bata is a deity and prostrating herself at the child's feet. Ola becomes a leash dog, following Bata everywhere and chanting praises to her great spirit. The scandal breaks when Dibia reveals that Ugo is betrothed to the chief's daughter, Amara. Papa, enraged by the shameful secret, beats Ola and pulls her braids, causing her to bite him in a fit of lunacy. The village kinsmen decide Ola will remain in the compound but decree she must be flogged naked in the marketplace as punishment. To escape this humiliating fate, Ola regains a brief spell of sanity, reapplies her famous pancake face makeup, and commits suicide by swallowing a bottle of Phenergan. She is buried as a cursed corpse in the Aho Ophia, Bad Bush, at midnight, 8. The final battle in Chief Omenga's mansion. Following Ola's death, her ghost begins visiting Bata daily, whispering, "Help me. I don't want it." The haunting only stops when the triplets see her, scary heaven face, by the door. On Christmas Day, the tension in the village explodes when Papa assaults Ola's best friend, Teacher Uzo, for wearing the dead woman's clothes. That night, the unholy stench of the wastelands returns. Bata turns white and naked, and she is abducted by 8 flying Jeladas. With dazzling red wings manifestations of Muokamuo. Muokamuo explains that Bata must fight her final battle to be set free. She is dropped into the compound of Chief Omenga, where his daughter Amarice being hauled furiously across the ground by invisible hands. Bata transforms into her mammoth glory, with a long beard and cascading faces. She sees that Amara is possessed by the vengeful ghost brides of Eferu. And Gloria goes murdered victims. Using the melting face, Bata destroys Eferu's ectoplasmic arms, and then uses the petrify faceto freeze the ghouls into frozen holograms of horror. She annihilates them with her final face just as a third, righteous, ghost bride appears, the spirit of a teenager who died on an abortion table after Ugo abandoned her. Bata cannot fight this girl, as she has clean hands. She uses the healing and soothing face to calm the spirit, but the girl refuses to leave until she sees Ugo. Finally, the ghost of Ola appears in her wedding gown. Ola reveals that Muokamuo has offered her a lifeline. She can become the new bride sentinel of the 10 villages, allowing Bata to finally be free. Bata willingly relinquishes her powers, her skin returning to human brownness, and her voice to a child's pitch. The new bride sentinel, Ola, summons Ugo. The teenage ghost bride, fueled by red vengeance, suspends Ugo from the ceiling and gores out his heart. Ola and the girl vanish, leaving Ugo's tortured corpse on the floor. Ix. Epilogue, the lawyer and the guardian. Bata is hailed as the savior of brides. Chief Omenga rewards her by sponsoring her education at Queen's College, Lagos, and eventually at a university in America. Over the years, Bata fulfills her dream of becoming a seasoned lawyer in Lagos and building Papara's story building. Her brothers also find success. Namdi, Ejima 1, becomes a businessman, Vasket, Ejima 2, a professional footballer, and Nonso, Ejima 3, an architect. On the eve of her 33rd birthday and her own wedding to Falk, the son of engineer Tiptoe, Bata is overcome with terror that the evil ghost brides will return. However, her bedroom is illuminated by a silvery light, and her older Bajala friends Jeng, Guadalupe, Emma, and Aliyah surround her. They inform her that Madison has already been reincarnated. Bata opens her door to find the ultimate protection, Muokamuo and Ola standing sentinel in the corridor. With a gentle smile from her stepmother's cascading faces, Bata realizes she is finally safe, watched over by the greatest of bride sentinels. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriNovels.com. Thank you.